Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Happy Wednesday. We are finishing up the month of August with one of our old friends, Corey Cornier from the Synergy Wellness Lounge. Hello, Corey.
Hey, everybody. It's nice to be back on the show, and I think we're going to be talking a little bit about hydration today. And
that is right.
I'll let Cindy go into it for you guys, but I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and last time you were here, we talked about MIC, and that is your weight loss cocktail, right, that you have at Synergy?
Yes, that's our all-natural weight loss injection. It's really one of the most cost-effective, most affordable, and efficient weight loss injections on the market, and we've been picking up speed with it. It's been good.
Okay. Yeah. And I just wanted to throw that back out there just to remind people of the last time you were in, because it's been a little bit. So why don't you tell us again who you are, where you're from, and what you guys do over there?
There's a little bit of a story here. So my name's Corey. I grew up here in Wausau. I went to Wausau East High School. After that, I joined the Wisconsin National Guard and kind of moved all around. So I took one tour overseas, went to Jordan and Syria. And then when I came back, kind of COVID hit, and then I was going around the state for 6 or 7 months, just doing COVID testing. But then I went the paramedic route. The company's owned by three of us. We're all paramedics. Two of us are military medics. And we just found that by the time people are picking up the phone for 911s or coming to the ER, it's a little too late for a lot of people. So we wanted to bring something like IV therapy to the community, to the area, just to make it more affordable, more accessible, to kind of get your own version of healthcare and get it the more natural way. So our whole goal is to just keep people healthy, keep people supported, and give those treatments that it's kind of hard to find in a lot of different places. It's really hard to get fluids, and it's really hard to do the research on supplements and what you need to do for yourself. So that's a little bit about what we do. And IV therapy is brand new to Central Wisconsin, but it's moving and it's picking up.
And where is Synergy located so people can come see you?
So we are located in Weston. For people who aren't too good with streets, we're in between Quirt and Aldi's, but our address is 3409 Schofield Ave. Suite F, and then, yep, Weston, Wisconsin.
All right. And I know just to reiterate, from the first time when I met you and I heard about Synergy, it immediately terrified me because I was like, wow, who, what, huh? you're doing injections? But as soon as we talked, and just your history of the military medic and the emergency room and the all that kind of really made me feel a lot better, because mm-hmm. I feel you have gone to extremes with this. And people around here aren't in those conditions, right? So it should be way different for those of us around here than what you saw while you were in the military.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's what we use IVs for is completely different than what you would expect. So like a lot of it is autoimmune disease related. We've uncovered a whole market that goes into so many different things. And I could talk forever about all the uses for IV therapy. But here in Wisconsin, you know, hydration isn't as important as it, say, it would be in like Florida and down south, California, Vegas, those areas, Arizona especially. But no matter where you are, whether it's cold environment or hot environment, hydration is a very important thing to keep looking at.
Tell us something, you know, a couple things without getting super deep into it, but a couple things that happen to us when we're dehydrated.
Yeah, so let's see where we start here. And I'll try not to get too nerdy with it. but I mean, just for comparison, the human body is on average about 60% water. So every cell in our body uses water to fulfill its daily needs. So producing ATP, energy, all of these things. We need water for waste elimination. We need water to use it for digestion. If you don't have enough water, you get really hard stool and get constipation. And we also use water just to cool down our body, especially in hot environments or during strenuous exercises. So the more that you're in a hot environment or the more that you're doing strenuous exercise, the more important it is to be hydrated and kind of stay ahead of the game, be a little bit more preventative. But as soon as you start losing sweat, what happens is you lose those electrolytes with it, you lose that water, and if you don't maintain a proper fluid balance, it kind of throws the rest of the body out of balance as well. And the first thing that's going to happen to you is you know, the blood volume starts to drop. You get a little dizzy when you stand up. You feel a little bit thirsty, things like that. And those are just kind of like the initial signs of dehydration. And that's when you really know you should be picking up the fluids. But if you keep letting it go and you keep losing the electrolytes and the fluids, then you start getting into your moderate to severe dehydration. And that's where you get into heat exhaustion, heat stroke. Your blood pressure really drops. You can't perfuse properly. You can't get those nutrients, the oxygen around to your brain or to your essential organs. And that's when you start getting into, you know, loss of consciousness. It's bad. Yeah, it's tough. And once you get down that road, it's really hard to get it back. And it's almost, I mean, I'd say 9 times out of 10, if you're in that moderate to severe dehydration stage, you're looking at getting an IV, whether that's through, you know, an ambulance or the emergency room. Because once you go that far, it's the GI system doesn't work traditionally as well as it should. And if you can't stay awake, then you can't drink water.
Sure.
But there's a whole process that goes into dehydration, and there's a lot of signs, there's a lot of symptoms. It's really hard to get into with the time we have today.
Yeah, and we can hang out right here, and we're going to hear from our sponsor. And then when we come back, I want you to tell us how you can fix these problems.
Sounds great.
So we're going to take a second here and hear some words from our August sponsor, the Community Blood Center, and their tour for 2024, tour of all types. So hang out, and we'll be right back with Corey Cornier from Synergy Wellness Lounge. All right, welcome back, everybody. We are here on Wellness Wednesday, and we are talking with Corey Cornier from the Synergy Wellness Lounge in Weston. And we're talking about hydration and dehydration. We've had a couple really hot days, which we've been very spoiled around here. We haven't had this kind of a summer, but now it's kind of here. And we have these, I call them, the dog days of summer, right, where we're going to have these hot days. Mm-hmm. And people are working outside. We have road crews all over. We have winter and road construction, our two seasons here. What happens once our bodies get dehydrated? You were just starting to tell us, like, you cannot drink enough water or you're unconscious. You cannot take in fluids if you're not awake. So how does Synergy Wellness help us get past that?
So I think some tips you can do just from where you are, where you're working, is make sure you have that fluids in you, get water, get electrolytes, drink it more regularly than you should. I mean, a good sign to tell is that your urine shouldn't be dark brown. It shouldn't be smelly. It should just be kind of the light tinted yellow, and you should be producing urine output, you know, every few hours. If you're going a whole day without peeing, you know that you need to pick up your fluids. But some other things to do when you're in a hot environment is just get out of that hot environment. If you feel like yourself is going down, make sure you get into some shade, because that temperature difference from the direct sunlight to shade makes a big difference. But as far as what we can do for you, if traditionally drinking fluids is good, everybody does it every single day, but it takes a process, it takes time. It's usually about 45 minutes for it to go through your GI system, and then you have to get it into your blood vessels, and then it's got to go into your cells, and it's this whole big process. So with IV therapy, you eliminate all of that middle ground. You go straight into the blood vessels, and that allows the body to rapidly absorb the fluid volume. So if we're looking at just a fluid volume stance, like we don't have enough blood volume to perfuse nutrients around in the body, IV therapy is almost immediate in effectiveness for that, because you're giving the blood vessels that blood volume it needs to get the oxygen and the nutrients around. But since we can throw in different electrolytes like sodium, like magnesium, like calcium, it's really good. Because when we're looking at dehydration, it's not just water, it's electrolytes as well. I mean, you need sodium for fluid balance, for regulating blood pressure, blood volume. You also need it for muscle contractions. You need potassium for muscle contractions, including those of the heart. That one's really important. Magnesium is involved in over hundreds of biochemical processes. It helps maintain electrolyte balances for your other electrolytes, and it also helps regulate the central nervous system. So the fact that we can give a lot of those back through the IV is just the quickest, easiest way to do it. And like I was saying earlier, if you let yourself go too far with dehydration, you're going to end up getting an IV anyways.
Whether you ask for it or not.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is just a different experience. This IV is a quick 30 minutes to an hour. We give you everything you need to help maintain your balance when the heat or not too. It's important to always stay hydrated. But when you do it that way, it's a little bit more preventative. It helps keep you safe. And that way we don't have to risk going to the ER, getting that IV that we don't really want to have. IV therapy is such a new thing to Central Wisconsin, but it's been around for 40 years. If there's anything that I could say to make you guys less hesitant to it, is that Man, if you go to like Arizona, it's IV bar, bar. People love it everywhere. It really is kind of a groundbreaking, more natural solution to healthcare here in central Wisconsin. And I do them as much as I can too. So if you guys ever have any questions or want to learn more about it, please feel free to give me a call.
And what I, well, obviously it should be done by trained medical professionals. Yeah. And that was the thing that as soon as I knew that, I immediately calmed down. You guys are all medical professionals and your infusions, cocktails, injections, whatever the things may be, these are all created by medical professionals. This is not just something you guys are sitting in the place making up, right? This is all real legit, specific for these issues. And you also coach people through these things, right? If they have questions, whatever, because we are going to run out of time, like right immediately here. Yeah. For you. There's so much knowledge from you. We're going to keep going on the podcast, but coaching is something that you guys also do, right?
Yep. So coaching is something, just a little bit of background about my team. We're all paramedics. We have over a collective of 20 years of medical experience. We've been doing this for a long time. And then we also have a medical doctor too, that runs and oversees our protocols. So everything is guided by a licensed professional. If it's not, you shouldn't be there.
Correct.
And as far as our coaching, one of our owners is Andrea. She's really great. She's a bikini model and competitor, and we're looking at getting her to the national stages here. So she does a lot of our coaching as far as nutrition and fitness because she's a great role model and she leads by example. So if you guys are ever on the fence of if you're not sure what to put in your body, how much you're eating, if you ever really wanted to look into macro tracking or just tracking calories, carbs, fats, proteins, and kind of getting the guidance there, it would be a really good option for you as well. And she'll work with you, she'll make meal plans, and she'll do all the things for you. And it's just for you to kind of show up and remain disciplined.
Sure. Excellent. And we can talk about that a little bit more on the podcast side. So, of course, we're out of time again because this goes so fast. But tell us one last time how to get a hold of you and where the Synergy Wellness Lounge is located.
Yeah. So you can get a hold of us at Synergy Wellness Lounge with our phone number, which is going to be 715-297-9074. You can also reach us by our email, which is swl.weston@gmail.com. And if you want to come stop in, I'm usually there most days. And that's 3409 Schofield Ave, Suite F, here in Weston, Wisconsin.
All right. Thank you so much, Corey Cornier from Synergy Wellness Lounge in Weston. Always a pleasure keeping us hydrated, keeping us healthy. And like I said, we'll keep talking on the podcast here. If anybody has any questions, they'll be able to get a hold of you. Thank you so much for joining us today, Corey.
Thank you for having me, Cindy.
All right, we are here on the podcast side with Corey Cornier from Synergy Wellness Lounge in Weston, and we are talking hydration today. So we touched on the fact that everybody involved in the Synergy Wellness Lounge is a trained medical professional and maybe even has military background, paramedics, something like that. Mm-hmm. And the cocktails, infusions, injections, there's lots of different names depending on what the thing is you're doing, right?
Right.
And these are all maintained, created by trained medical professionals. This is not some science experiment you guys are doing. This is all legit, real things from real medical people, right?
Correct. Real things from real medical people. As much as I wish it was a science experiment, it's real things. So we get everything from a pharmacy called Olympia, and it's a 503B compounding pharmacy. So everything is regulated. Everything needs direction and approval from a medical director, a doctor, and then our team as well. Yeah, 20 years collective medical experience. Two of us are military. One of us is a critical care paramedic, and two of us are paramedics. So we got lots of experience in all different places, and we just wanted to bring something that's a little easier for people to manage their health. One of the things we've uncovered here is just a big autoimmune disease, especially like your POTS, Ehlers-Danlos, here in this community, and that's been something we've been working at, and it's been great for those types of people. But you can use these cocktails for everything.
And your stuff is like a little bit better than what you'd get at the emergency room, right? I feel like we had this talk once where if I were to go in because I'm dehydrated and I end up in the emergency room, I'm going to get almost the same thing you guys do, but you have a little more like minerals and vitamins and things in there, right? Am I remembering that correctly?
Correct. Yeah. So, I mean, typically how the emergency room works is they're going to check your labs and they're going to see what you need. But most of the time you just get fluids. It's just sodium chloride. It's just sodium and chloride together. It's about 9 grams. That's what you get at the ER. And that's really good at replenishing your sodium. If your, say your serum, like your blood volume levels of magnesium is low, they can give that back. They can do potassium. But I mean, those infusions take about 2 to 4 hours depending on on what you get. So you can get those things from the ER. It's just very expensive, and it's usually no one really wants to be there. With IV therapy, we still use the same medical grade fluids, except we take those different compounds. So things like B vitamins, magnesium, minerals, different electrolytes, B12, vitamin C is a big one. We can take all those, put them in those same medical grade fluids, and we can accomplish a lot of things doing it that way.
Is there, I mean, I don't know how it could be kind of preemptive, if besides drinking fluids and doing those kind of things, but where is the line that you see between somebody who's sitting at work maybe or at home thinking like, I don't really feel right, I'm kind of dizzy, I wonder if I'm dehydrated, to the emergency room? Like, that should be where they call you, right? Where you're like, I'm kind of feeling yucky.
Right, yeah. We were saying with the preventative side, we do focus on that. It's a little harder when it comes to dehydration because it's so environmental dependent, right? I mean, if you're having a harder day where you're doing more strenuous exercise, it's a lot hotter than the normal day, then that preventative fluids isn't going to do you much unless you did it the day before. But back to what you were saying with symptoms, I would say, if you got a dry mouth and you feel just kind of malaise and fatigue and maybe a little bit of dizziness when you stand up too fast, it'd be a good idea to get an IV in. But if it's getting to the point where you're cramping up really bad and in and out of consciousness, you feel like you're going to pass out, you know, real dizzy, that might be something where you need to go and get checked out. And it is something that we can take care of too, but there's always something else that could be going on in the background, and we don't always have the tools and the right exams to take care of that too. So there is a time and place for it.
Sure. When somebody comes in for the first time, and I know we touched on this before, but it's been a while. So when somebody listening right now thinks like, well, I have some things that I'd like to get checked on, this is where that coaching comes in, right? Because you don't just show up and go, oh, you need fluids, and just start putting IVs in people, right? Like, you check through them, and there's a questionnaire, or there's questions.
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest things I've been happy with is we just talk to people, just see what they do, how they feel, what they need. I think the medical system is great, but I think it's gone a long way with just looking at numbers instead of talking to people. And I don't think that's always right. So we go through vitals, we do a full medical screening exam, but I really just like sitting down and talking with people and seeing what their normal lifestyle is and see what they need and see if we can find something to match. We don't do lab values, we mainly go on symptoms, but since a lot of these are water-soluble vitamins, there is no real upper threshold, and everything's run by protocols and everything's within the recommended daily allowance. So if you were somebody that was curious about IV therapy, we can use it for so many different things. Some of the biggest ones we use it for, I mean, it's just going to be general fatigue. If you got any illness that's springing up, we have our immunity cocktail that really is good for COVID and different viral pathogens that come up. Migraines is something that we can take care of that, say, like in the ER is about a 6 to 8 hour day, you know, $2,000 deductible, and we can get that done in about an hour for around $150. But yeah, if there's anything that's curious about it, and if you have anything that you'd want to see maybe become better, it'd be a good option to check it out. It always doesn't hurt to just sit down and have a free consultation.
Sure. Yeah. And like, today's topic is hydration, and we kind of determined that you can't really preempt that. You kind of either are hydrated or not, right? Mm-hmm. You could do some of these other protocols. I don't want to say regular, like daily, weekly, but you could have these regular protocols that would also help alleviate those spikes, correct?
Correct. I guess for hydration, I mean, yesterday would be a really good example. So it's really hot. It's humid. Felt like almost Florida hurricane weather, mm-hmm. like post-hurricane. I was doing a golf outing, and it's really hot all day. So like at the end of that day, for a lot of those gentlemen and a lot of the people there.
You were like, come with me.
Exactly. That would have been a really good time to get an IV. Because it's kind of like, it was a really hot day. You know, tomorrow is maybe not going to be the best unless you're hydrating. That's a perfect time. Hangovers is another perfect time. It's just drinking alcohol alone. It's a diuretic. It depletes you of fluids and it depletes you of your B vitamins and your electrolytes. So our hangover cocktails are another good way to do it. If you ever just feel like you need a boost, that's a good time to get an IV. And if you're looking at protocols, yeah, I mean, the more regular you do it, the more you speed up your metabolism, you get your body in a healthier position. And the healthier you are, the easier it is to maintain fluid balance, to thermoregulate, and to kind of just control your body. If you're like, the dehydration is, it's affected by a lot of different factors, but the more healthy you are and the more you can maintain your environment, the easier it is to stay hydrated.
And you had mentioned that around the country, this is not new. for this area, where it's kind of new. Mm-hmm. And after I started telling people that I had met you before, they started telling me how a lot of our concert venues, say like the Hodag and yep. Rockfest, they have tents. Like, not you personally, but mm-hmm. guys like you yep. are already been doing these events for years.
Oh, yeah.
Because of you're in a hot location in the middle of nowhere and baking in the heat and probably drinking alcohol, not drinking enough water. You're dancing, you're partying.
Yeah,
you're dehydrating.
That's a really good point. Yeah, so the Myers cocktail is the most, it's the first one ever made. It was made in the 80s. And then, I mean, the Kardashians have been doing IV therapy since early 2000s. You know, it's been around for a long time. It just hasn't made its way up here. It's a little slow. But yeah, concerts, festivals, that's something that we enjoy doing as well. We were at Crossroads in Oshkosh a couple weeks ago, and that's the old kind of Rock USA, Country USA grounds. And then we also go to, I mean, we'll be in Oktoberfest in the end of September here in La Crosse, and that's just the second biggest Oktoberfest in the world. It's like 3 days of a lot of drinking, a lot of Germans, and we get people in and out of that tent nonstop, just replenishing. We'll go to like a hotel too at 8 a.m., get a group of people all hydrated up, and they'll come back at like 1 p.m. and take photos and just spark right up, feel a lot better.
Well, and I just think like, I don't go to these big festivals or anything like that, but I can imagine. And we've all seen pictures, things about people and, you know, Woodstock, all those things where people are dropping over in the fields, and which yep. I'm sure happens. But like, how amazing to be able to alleviate that right there on site.
Right.
There's no ambulances coming in. You don't have to, oh my God, my buddy just dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Take him to the tent. He's okay. He can continue the weekend. Yep. That's the thing that I think is really neat for those situations because,
yeah,
I mean, it's you're right there.
Yeah,
how convenient.
If you're at a festival, that would be a really good time to do an IV. Like, that's your preventative, right? If you know you're going to be in a hot environment for a couple days, that's when you should do an IV beforehand or when you start feeling sick. But yeah, EMS at these festivals can get really bogged down if people are falling out a lot. And it's a really good way to just slow down that traffic, get people to stay healthy and stay in the party.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. The summer is winding down, so mm-hmm. those festivals and things are pretty much behind us at this point. But there's still going to be things coming up. And we do have some more hot weather coming. So that's why I wanted to do this with you today, because we had this big hot spike and there'll be some more.
Yeah.
And I want people to know ahead of time that, you know, there's a place they can go for relief or maybe just knowledge beforehand. People that are out working, that are working on our roads, doing things, you are there. And if you're not there and they call you, you are usually pretty able to get there, mm-hmm. right? So I would like you to tell everybody again where you're located and the phone number, because somebody right now might be listening and think, wow, that would have been great yesterday at 10 o'clock in the morning when I didn't know what to do. So how do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you can find us here in Weston. It's in between Court and Aldi's. Address is 3409 Schofield Ave, and that's going to be Suite F. And then our phone number is 715-297-9074. We do run by appointment only, but I am usually there most of the day. So if you guys ever want to stop in and ask some questions and just get some feelers about it, then feel free to do so.
Yeah, I highly recommend getting to meet you guys before you need you.
Yeah.
Because it's very good to be able to have that in the back of your mind, that if something happens, I know where I can go.
Right.
So that's the point I kind of want to drive home now. There is still weather coming. There's still going to be activities. And maybe it's not even about weather. Maybe you're just a terrible water drinker mm-hmm. and you just need a little boost. You can do that too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That, and it's going to be cold and flu season coming up here too. So
yep.
Hydration's a big part of everything. It's not just dehydration, and you need water in your body to do just about everything. So
and it's I feel
always
like it's one of those things we just totally take for granted.
Yeah.
Like, you don't realize it till you need it.
Right.
And then you're like, wow, that was not good. I don't want to be there.
Yeah, and we drink a lot of flavored stuff too. You know, it's not always just water. So it's a lot of sodas, a lot of juice, and those things can dehydrate
coffees.
You.
Coffees.
Yeah.
A lot of coffee drinkers. So
we do a lot of education. So it's such a brand new thing here. 90% of my job at this point is educating and making people feel comfortable. It's a scary thing when you're going in there and someone's doing a procedure on you like that. But after it's done, you realize it's really simple and it's really good for you.
And your place is very inviting. It's very bright and open. And it's not scary at all, I promise you guys. Because
yeah.
I was worried to go. I was a little afraid. And I told you this. Like, it just was a weird concept to me. But the more we talk about it and the more I know about it, the less scary it is and the more awesome it is, because like what a great service that we just haven't had around here. So
yeah, it's really good. It's really good. I'm happy we brought it here, and there's so many people that we've been able to help just with doing the IVs and the vitamins. There's so much science and there's so much education that goes into it.
Yeah, don't wait till you're dehydrated. Don't wait till you have a migraine. Don't wait. Get in there. Get a consultation. Just know what you guys are about, and then you have that ready for you if you do need them. So I want to thank you very much, Corey Cornier, Synergy Wellness Lounge in Weston. Fairly new to us, but not really new to the world. So get down there, get your consultation, and we're going to have Corey back again in the future talking about some other glorious things that he can help us with later on. So stay tuned for that one. But I think for today, we're going to wrap it up on hydration. Tell us one last time the address and phone number. I know we've said it like 40,000 times, but go ahead one more time so people can get it. And this link will also be posted on this podcast. So take us out with the address and phone number again.
Yeah, so Synergy Wellness Lounge, address is 3409 Schofield Ave, Suite F, here in Weston, Wisconsin. And then the phone number is 715-297-9074.
Thank you very much, Corey, and we will talk to you again in the future.
Thank you.